I find it hard to introduce myself. I suspect a lot of other people also have difficulty introducing themselves, but yesterday I listened to a wonderful introduction of herself by a woman who goes on the internet by the name of Calm Waters 73. I say wonderful because as I was listening to it, I thought, this is so informative. And it filled in a whole lot of gaps for me. She wasn't a complete stranger. She's living in Israel at the moment. But I thought I should do it because I'm participating in an audio community called Audio Mo during the month of June, and people are recording pieces of audio and circulating them, and you do feel that you have a chance to meet, in the sense that you meet people on the internet, get to know somebody, and you never know what you might have in common with them. But I forgot to do it on the 1st of June. I forgot to introduce myself, and only gradually on the 2nd of June did I realize that I had made an assumption, you know, an unconscious assumption, that I didn't need to introduce myself, that I've been around so long making audio, using, just been around so long, that people could, if they were interested, go to the trouble of looking up my bio. And that kind of took me aback. Because I remember, by the way, I'm driving in a tunnel now that goes under the River Lee in Cork. And the tunnel is about, I don't know, a quarter of a mile long. In front of me is a big lorry. But anyway, I read some advice from Chris Brogan, an American, a few years ago, that if you have a website that's been around for a long time and you have a landing page where you want people to land, it's a good idea to also have a page on the website where people who are new to you, to your business or whatever, should go, where they would get some information which regular readers of your website or newsletter or whatever wouldn't need. When I joined Toastmasters, yes, I joined Toastmasters, an organization that exists around the world that helps people to become better at public speaking. The first task that you have to do within Toastmasters, and you do it whenever it suits you, is introduce yourself. You have, I think it's 4 or 5 minutes to stand up in front of a room of people and who don't know you and say something about yourself. And I did that. I applied some thought to it, and I did it in a particular way. In fact, I did it in a way that I subsequently went on to convert into a poem, really. So there's the first one thing about me. I am a poet who has been writing poetry since 1995 and who loves reading poetry as well. I'm Irish and I live in Cork since 2005, and I lived in the UK for 30 years after I left Dublin in the 1970s. In other words, I'm older than most people who are participating in Audio Mo. I've made a lot of mini podcasts, almost all on Audio Boo, and let's say 3,000 plus, 3,500. But McColgan has far outstripped me in terms of numbers. So if you want to check how many McColgan has done, prepare yourself for a surprise. So let me give you a run through of the things that I am interested in.
give you an idea. What big interest for me is poetry. I mentioned it already. Health is a second interest, particularly mental health or emotional well-being, to be more closer to my politics. I'm very interested in politics. I'm interested in business. I'm interested in and business and leadership, I suppose. Music. I'm very interested in music. I'm particular all live music, otherwise opera. That's where I fit in. Local food, cafes. I do a lot of writing in cafes. Traveling. Wish I could do more. My two favorite cities in the world are Venice and Chicago. And I'm really an urban rather than rural person in terms of I wouldn't live in the countryside. I'm particularly interested in Cork, where I live, 130,000 people. Social media networking, networking on social media. I'm not a technical person at all, especially podcasting, but I have been very active on Twitter for a long time. I'm less a Facebook person, and I do some Instagram, and I forget what else am I do. Very interested in my family. Maybe I could be more interested in my family. Interesting. You don't want to. So there are my interests, my approach really is to love connecting with people. When it comes to Twitter, for example, I don't really mind who follows me. I don't even mind, you know, how many people follow me. I don't mind in any way. But what I really value are people who make contact with me. And we form, or at least we explore, sometimes kind of intuitively, our interests and our commonality. Oh yes, in Myers-Briggs terms, I am an IN. I never know whether I'm F or T. I fall roughly in between them. And I'm a very, very extreme P. In other words, I have almost no J in my personality in Myers-Briggs terms. I spent an awful lot of I studied and taught sociology, never finished a master's by thesis, that's another topic, and I spent a long period of I did a good number of years as a bus conductor, big career in London Transport, big for me in other words, management development, helping people to be better able to talk to other people in order to fruitfully. And then I have been self-employed since 1998. And of course, that's another story. Okay, Paul O'Mahony, thanking you very, very much for your interest and attention. And I really would look forward to contact with you, and all the best for your audio listening and contributions during the month of June. Bye-bye.